We're back on the Home Pools and Spas End Zone Show on regional radio. We're now joined by Judd Nagger, head coach of the Valley Catholic Warriors, who fall just a little short to the St. Genevieve Dragons tonight by a score of 7-6. Coach, after really back-to-back touchdowns in that first quarter, it seemed like a grinded-out mentality the rest of the way. What did you see from your defense to keep St. Gen off the scoreboard the rest of the
way? I thought they played outstanding. I thought our defense played with a ton of heart. You know, I thought they played with a ton of passion. They played really, really hard. They got us on one play. We got them on one play, and, you know, they made the extra point. We didn't. And sometimes you lose games like that, and that's okay. And our kids need to understand that's okay. And their kids need to be excited that they, you know, won the ball game. It is what it is, and we lost, and it's going to hurt. And that's fine. It's going to hurt. You know, pain is – we talked all week that pain is – you know, part of life, and that when pain takes place, you know, something else is going to come. You know, when that pain goes away, something good is going to fill that spot.
Chase Dunlap in that game, 16 of 33. How do you think he led the offense tonight? What did he do well? What did he not do well?
You know, I think he did pretty good. The cards were stacked against him, you know, to be able to throw the football successfully just because of how they were playing us. I didn't do a great job getting them prepped for the defense. We thought if they went 3-2, we'd be able to run the football, and we just weren't quite able to run the football.
You know, with in a game where it was kind of humid conditions and trying to keep guys in shape, and, you know, you're playing guys two ways and a lot of the time. How do you think you try to prepare your guys to get games like this and make sure that they're staying on the field there?
You know, our kids work hard in practice. They do everything they're supposed to do to play during the week. They just play their butts off, and you get tired when you play your butts off and you don't get a chance to leave the field.
And then defensively, how do you relay this in the next week against Caruthersville, knowing that, you know, you can keep a team like St. Gen to just 7 points? What do you take from this game that they can try to make into a positive into next week as you try and get another win?
You know, that we did an outstanding job against the run. Our defensive line played really, really well. You know, if you look at our defensive line, two of those guys last year played wide receiver. I mean, I'm not kidding. Three of those guys started the year as a wide receiver. Colin Palmer was a wide receiver. Number 6, Jack Drury, was a wide receiver. Number 56, Zach Wood, was a wide receiver. So three of our defensive linemen were wide receivers, and we held them really good. You know, there are not going to be many teams that do as good of a job as we did on, you know, number 3 tonight, and our kids played their butts off, and their kids played their butts off, and it was a great, outstanding high school football game.
Coach, we appreciate the time, and good luck next week.
Thank you.
That's Judd Nagger, head coach of the Valley Catholic Warriors, joining us on the Home Pools and Spas End Zone Show on regional radio.